Not sure what you put in the half-time oranges, but it seemed to work today.
Throughout the game, yeah. I thought it would be superb.
Yeah.
Cannot fault every single one of them. Put a shift in. Football we played was great. I don't know what the possession stats were. But they've scored off probably their only attack in the first half. You know, it was great ball in and good header from the kid. But I can't praise the lads highly enough today. I thought they were superb. Intensity was there. Decision making was good. You know, when we got four goals to cap it off as well.
Absolutely. And I suppose that's the pleasing thing about it. A lot of times we've done the interviews and talked about the second half and we didn't come out of the dressing room. There's not been no complaints. So two or three goals inside, was it 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah, what we've got to do is make sure we do that week in, week out from now on. And if we do that, I'll have no complaints, whatever happens.
And like I said, Milkison, as at their place, contributed to a decent game. And like I said, they probably weren't as sharp going forward as they were in the home game. But, the way they put themselves out again today.
Yeah.
They're a side who caused problems for teams,
aren't they? Yeah, credit to Kevin and Steve for the job they're doing there. You know, I was speaking to him on Wednesday at the exit trials and, they're looking to go younger even than they are at the moment. So, I've got to say that's superb from them. And they're teaching the kids in the right way because they don't just bosh it. They look to play. And they've got some talented youngsters there.
Yeah,
and, more power to their elbow. They deserve a great deal of credit for that.
And then we start this nice run there, coming thick and fast. Yeah. Starting on Wednesday at Carlton. And it's, like you say, we've got two, three games for a final now. So.
Yeah, that's it. We'll have a look at it again because, these lads within the squad who need runs out. But I think we've shown all the way through it that we can do that. And as long as the intensity is there and, it's important that the lads who probably aren't playing as regularly as they'd like to get good minutes on the pitch. There's a couple of niggles that we've got that we've picked up, so we'll have to see how that settled down and we'll just play it by ear and go to Carlton and hopefully get ourselves through into a semi-final.
I suppose we can mention it on Wednesday. I suppose the watchword for if there's any training before Carlton on over in the game with one eye on next Saturday is complacency, because obviously Droy Alston.
Yeah.
We mentioned earlier, so you probably played, Durham is the obvious word there, and I suppose the players probably have an eye on Carlton and an eye on Droy Alston, thinking there's 3 points on three easy points there, but let's be honest.
They'll be reminded that doesn't happen in this league. We've learnt that from the past experiences.
Well, even this season at Stafford.
Yeah, of course. All the way through. There isn't an easy game.
Yeah.
If you're not on your metal, then teams will pick up on that. There's still even little bits and bobs in today's performance, as excellent as it was, where we probably just stepped off the pedal a little bit, and I think Dave Carnell's had to make a good save in the second half there, so that's a reminder we can give the players about complacency and making sure that we stay on track and focused.
We'll see you Wednesday.
Cheers, Steve.